Hey, Voice Assistant. Programar cuarto nuevo.
Especificar el cuarto de la casa.
Atico.
Solo puedo agregar cuartos con internet.
Por eso, ahora que tenemos AT&T OFA y somos gigillonarios, hay cobertura de esquina a esquina, hasta el ático.
Recalculando.
Ahora con AT&T AllFi, agrega Wi-Fi de esquina a esquina. Obtén AT&T Fiber con AllFi y vive como gigillonario. Disponibilidad limitada. La cobertura requiere extensores por un cargo adicional.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we turn to sport. Jam-packed weekend in store. And to help us preview the sport, we're joined by Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, the Premier League, of course, last night, Chelsea got another fright.
They did. 2-1 loss, and their new signing, João Félix, sent off. I saw one headline, Chao Félix, which I thought was particularly entertaining. But I think they'll be annoyed at themselves because João Félix did come on and he played really well for most of the game. It was just a horrendous tackle. I think maybe he was a bit too keen to show that he was excited to be playing for Chelsea and just went in far too hard. This is Chelsea's worst run of form in 12 years. Yeah. So it really emphasizes how bad things are going for them
at the
moment.
They got rid of Tuchel because they had disagreements with him, spent a lot of money, but the results are not there to show for it. We'll watch Chelsea's misery with some interest for the rest of the season. They've no chance of making top four at this stage in terms of the numbers. The Manchester Derby at Old Trafford, and that's happening at 12:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, strange time for a Manchester Derby. I think a lot of fans will be wishing it was a little bit later in the afternoon, but United obviously on an incredible run of form at the moment. They're really on the up, although Rio Ferdinand was writing in the papers today saying he's not fully convinced by Erik ten Hag just yet. I can see it from the aspect of maybe you need to go on a longer run, but I think, you know, you have to give the man some credit where it's due. City, not at their best this season. They've had some poor results. The 1-1 draw with Everton comes to mind. So this is going to be a really interesting one because both teams have a lot to prove.
Yeah, I mean, if United should win this, they're within a point of City.
Yeah, and technically, on paper, they probably should with the way that they have been performing. Now, if you took Haaland out of City, it's probably the main thing you'd say that they should do there. But they had a bad loss during the week as well in the League Cup. So they're definitely going to come into this being like, we're angry and we need to prove a point. Although Pep Guardiola did say he had some strange tactics up his sleeve that he was going to surprise United, which it never goes well whenever Guardiola says that.
Now, there's lots of women's sport. We are talking about the women's soccer also coming back. Some very interesting matches there. But another women's story is that Irish women's rugby teams are changing to navy shorts.
Yeah, so they're the women's 15s and 17s teams, that's a hard one to say, will wear darker colour shorts from the start of the 2023-24 season. They wanted to bring it in for the Six Nations this year, but they couldn't because of a backlog due to COVID or something. Something was wrong with the manufacturing, but the whole idea is that they'll wear these shorts so that if women are on their period, they'll feel more comfortable while they're playing. This is something that we've seen come in across the Women's Super League, a lot of the European League. So it's becoming more and more common. England are even consulting with FIFA to change their white shorts to a darker colour for the World Cup this summer.
So it may become universal in time.
I think so.
Of course, all the different sports for women. All right, let's talk rugby. What are you looking forward to?
I am kind of looking forward to La Rochelle versus Ulster, just with O'Gara coming back. And obviously we saw what the result was the last time around. Ulster are on a terrible run of form at the moment.
They're away to La Rochelle.
And they're away to La Rochelle. So it's going to be a tough one for them. Munster versus Northampton is always an exciting battle, especially with the history that there is between those two teams from the early 2010s. And we have Gloucester versus Leinster. I don't really look forward to watching Leinster games as much this season just because they are so good. Yeah. And I don't know, you just kind of either expect them to hockey a team or at the very
least. But they are away again to Gloucester, and away games can...
can trip them up sometimes, but I think they're probably going to be okay in this situation.
All right, now the Australian Open is looming, the
it
Tennis
sure
Open,
is.
And that should be very interesting, very entertaining at this gloomy time of the year on this side of the world.
Yeah, slightly less dramatic this season than it was last year with Djokovic being detained. But yeah, so one of the big stories that broke during the week was that Naomi Osaka won't be taking part because she is expecting her first child. There have been a lot of speculation about whether she was there. A lot of speculation as well about whether Emma Raducanu will be fit enough to compete at the tournament. Djokovic and Nadal have been drawn on opposite opposite sides of the draw. So that's kind of good in terms of actually getting a battle between them later on in the tournament. Andy Murray is up against Berrettini in the first round, which is a very tough draw for him. And interestingly, there is only two champions on the women's side actually involved in the Australian Open, Azarenka and Sofia Kenin, and they are going to meet each other in the first round.
I mean, there's a lot of names. You know, when I look at the list of the seeds, you know, I recognize Coco Gauff on the women's side, and obviously I recognize Nadal and Tsitsipas and Djokovic and Murray. Although Murray's not seeded, is he? No, he's not. He's not the top 10 seed anyway.
No, he's not.
But there's a whole pile of, you know, new faces. It's almost like a changing era, a changing of the guard in tennis.
It really is, and especially on the men's side, because you have had the dominance of your Federer, Nadal, Djokovic for so long. Djokovic probably going to go for a bit longer than Nadal, but you have like Alcaraz, who came through last year, Felix Auger-Aliassime. Like, there's so many young players who are looking to make their stamp and kind of, I suppose, take the crown of those top three, whether they'll do it now. I mean,
yeah, Casper Ruud is from Norway. He's number two seed. So he's obviously the coming man.
Exactly. Yeah, no, he's a great player. I saw him at Wimbledon a couple of years ago and really impressive.
Finally and briefly, two cricket stories. Ireland did not do well in Zimbabwe. And on the business of politics and sport, Australia is pulling out of the Afghanistan cricket series because of the way the Afghans are treating their women.
Yeah, so Cricket Australia released a statement saying that they wouldn't travel over to Afghanistan to take part because of the Taliban banning women from education, so they're not allowed into universities or schools. There's been ongoing protests within the country about this as well. Some of the Afghan players haven't responded to it all that happily, and saying some of them compete in the league in Australia and said that they're not going to compete because they shouldn't be bringing politics into sports. The age old question of, you know,
it works though.
It does work. So yeah, I mean, it's a strong stance from Australia, and it's good to see international bodies taking that sort of stance. I think fair play to Cricket Australia for saying it.
Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.